By the way, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, last week, Bill Richardson came off his vacation, not early, he came off his vacation to endorse Barack Obama for President of the United States. What day was that, Friday? It was Friday. What day is today? Today is Monday, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's been 4 days. And by the way, consider this sort of a shout-out. PSA to those of you Democrat superdelegates out there. Think of this as a PSA. Governor Richardson is alive and well. I repeat, Governor Bill Richardson, I just saw him on TV. I know that Governor Bill Richardson is still alive and well 4 days after an act of what I think was pure betrayal. The Clintons made Bill Richardson who he is. They enabled him to become governor of New Mexico. Two cabinet posts, and he betrays them. And yet, 4 days after this betrayal, and this is a specific note to you superdelegates out there, of which Bill Richardson is one, he is still alive. He has survived the weekend. Bill Richardson, I repeat, after an act of betrayal against the Clintons, is hale and hearty. He still has the beard. The lesson for you superdelegates is that you can vote against Hillary Clinton, and for at least 4 days, you can survive. I mean, what does this all add up to? Well, what has the media action line been from the early and mid-90s on? Is that Bill Clinton is such a great politician, our greatest, greatest politician. Bill Clinton couldn't even get his own protege to vote for his own wife, talking about Bill Richardson here. And in case the drive-bys didn't get it, he couldn't even get Richardson to not vote for his wife's opponent. Oh, folks, Operation Chaos is just full speed ahead. No, I'm not leaving Clinton's camp. The point is here, Bill Clinton can't save her. It's up to us, is the point. Clinton can't save her. Richardson's hale and hearty. He's walking around. He's strutting around, still sporting the beard that he grew on vacation when he was down there somewhere in the Caribbean. It's been 4 days.